Blog Talk Radio.
It's Miss P, and this is an Intune show. I just wanted to take the time to shout out all the wonderful people that I have been meeting lately. I'm super excited to be synchronizing with you, harmonizing with you, networking with you, working with you, and all those good things. I mean, it's really been an experience the last couple of weeks. Shout out to Chef Shay for having me at the Ritz-Carlton Monday evening, and he cooked a spectacular meal. I mean, that consists of 9 courses. However, I only made it up to 6. I just totally thought I was going to faint. I've never been shown so much generosity, so much love, so much creativity, and it was really an amazing experience. So shout out to Chef Shay again. Chop Champion. He's totally doing his things at the Ritz. He's a head chef there, so you guys should book a reservation and definitely look him up. I mean, there's no words, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Shout out to all those who's been sending me music and showing interest in the Intune show, liking the pages, you know, doing all that good stuff to help promote, you know, Miss P, the Intune show, and Off the Page magazine. Because, again, everything that I do is not based on me. It's based on us all trying to, you know, get a leg up in the world. And the only way that I will be able to accumulate sponsors, again, guys, is if you guys take the time to like the pages and to definitely sign up and start joining the websites, which will be relaunching November 1st. So I'm looking forward to all you guys joining, being proactive on the website, being proactive with the likes, and being proactive throughout the whole process of Off the Page magazine, contributing to the questions, contributing yourself, your goods, your talents, your creativity, your professionalism to the Off the Page magazine, to the Intune show, building better topics so we can have things to talk about on the show. I mean, it takes contributions to make this thing happen, so I can't do it alone, and I'm just hoping that everybody truly understand that. Like they say, it takes an army to raise a child. It takes an army to see one's dreams come to fruition. And I'm definitely one that's here to support everyone's dream, everyone's passion, everyone's creativity. I do what I do on the Intune show, Off the Page magazine, to empower each other, in to uplift, to bring forth, you know, that inner self that sometimes we lose when we go through the daily stresses of life. So again, I say to you guys, I don't mind liking pages, I don't mind adding friends, I don't mind requesting friends, I don't mind going an extra mile and doing something to empower another. So I'm just hoping that, you know, if you're listening into the show tonight, that you definitely take that into consideration, that it takes one hand to wash another, okay? So on tonight's show, we had the Troll Gang, and without further ado, I'm going to play one of their songs, and it's called Let's Get Bob Marley.
Let's get Bob Marley. Let's get Bob Marley. Hey. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon Bacardi like. Let's get Bob Marley. And those boys trapping and ladies coming to party like I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon Bacardi like let's get Bob Marley. Like let's get Bob Marley. Yeah, I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon. smiling Bacardi like, let's get ball molly. We can ride up the banger and go see Carly. Put your hands up if the game made a party. DJ rock and roll, roll up on a Harley. Hey, player, we on fire. We spit in your face and wanna come and get higher. Yeah, I'm just trying to be patient. Had the number 3 spot on your Reverb Nation. Carlos, number uno. Fans showing love in any city that you know. Yeah, we hot, you not. We came from the bottom, now we headed to the top. Beat my new Jack Swing. Watch me airline shorts, this is all I sing. Like, I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon Bacardi. Like, let's get Bar Molly. And those boys trapping and ladies coming to party. Like, I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon Bacardi. Like, let's get Bar Molly. Like, let's get
more
Molly.
Pop a bag of the brains, the tonic gets the party started. Doubling up on the cushions, these cheesy sips of Bacardi. Get my drink on, buzz a little. When it's all done, needed that vibe. Molly, make my eyes get little. I'm trying to party, get boys with the beat. Come up to VI, think if you need it. We got perks, so bring your own stash. We double up on everything, people bring in tabs. That's the way that we do things, way I feel alright. So we can party to the sundown daylight. And when that time comes, clock strikes 10, we rest, so we energize the end and again.
I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon Bacardi. Like, let's get Bar Molly. And those boys trapping and ladies coming to party. Like, I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon Bacardi. Like, let's get Bar Molly. Like, let's get Bar Molly. Yeah, being broke ain't funny. I got a 9-to-5, but it ain't enough money, that's why. I write rhymes for a living. It's gon' pay y'all steady being up in prison. Nash tried to tell me, but I ain't wanna listen. The moves he made me pay attention. Yeah, this thing don't stop. Spit blood, sweat, tears, they line, I drop. Nash on my top. If it's us against them, player, we gon' flop. Like, I don't wanna hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon Bacardi. Like, let's get Bar Molly. The dope boys trapping and ladies coming to party. Like, I don't wanna hurt nobody. I came to do me and this watermelon Bacardi. Like, let's get Bar Molly. Like, let's get Bar Molly.
So that was Let's Get Bar Molly by the Troll Gang. So we're waiting for them to call in. And, you know, until then, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out to my girl, Fee Sexy Ma. It's her birthday, and I'm going to hang out with her after the show. So definitely wanted to show her some love live on the show, let her know that Miss P is in the house. Although I am totally exhausted, I would definitely be out in the Bronx tonight hanging out with my girl, longtime friend, over 16 years. So how could you, you know, deny your presence when it's so many years invested in that? I also wanted to give a shout out to Brian Andrews, Master Stylist. I met with him this morning, and he's gonna, like, put his hands all in a mix with the models and everything for the magazine, so I am totally excited about that. Shout out to Marvin A. Carrington, Max Styles. He's also going to lend a hand, and I'm going to be interviewing him, so I'm totally, totally excited about all these awesome people that are out there doing their thing in Essence Magazine, Ebony Magazine, doing celebrity here, like Tyra Banks, etc. Has definitely shown love to Ms. P, the Intune Show, and Off the Page Magazine. So, you know, as the saying goes, it's always good to be a good person and do things unconditionally and without looking for anything back, because the universe will always put before you something positive and something good if you're just a good person. It's not always easy. This I know. However, it's always good to try your best to be the best that you can in your everyday life, because you only get one, and you only get one chance to make a good impression. So Miss P is out there doing her thing. So shout out to me, and shout out to all of you. So Troll Gang, where are you guys? Waiting for you to call in. So I guess until then, we'll just play another one of their songs, and this is called Got to Be by Troll Gang.
Better way. 'Cause I
stop, no one ain't working for me. It's big time getting harder and more people are dying. Money, this ain't enough for me. Say it gotta be a better way. It's time, no one ain't working for me. It's big time getting harder and more people are dying. Money, this ain't enough for me. About today, I'm living to live it honest. That's why I love the sky. Cause me and he ain't making. So everything I vision, I know it's out for the taking. Making steps to be demonstrating. Move to another level, elevating. That means progress, the world corrupt. You be humble at the same time, putting your work. Yeah, that can mean anything, just do you. And if you gon' act like that, make sure it's you. Please, one life to live, one life for kids. RIP to my brother when it's over, it is. You know that it's a heaven, hell, proof on the earth. You gotta hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. But you keep on going, keep on going. But you keep on rolling, rolling.
The Trogaine is officially late calling into the show for their interview with Miss P. So I wasn't really prepared for that, for them to be late calling me. However, now it gives me something to try to like rant about when you guys, I know you guys don't really want to hear what I have to talk about. You really want to hear from the Trogaine. So Trogaine, call in, you know, waiting to hear something, anything, say something. So anyway, guys, I also wanted to, like, give a shout-out to Prince Nasim. He's actually going to be having an event on November 5th, and that's going to be really, really something I'm looking forward to because Miss P is actually going to be one of the guest judges there. So I'm definitely looking forward to that event. It's basically going to be in Manhattan as a mixtape showdown. And it's at Secret Lounge at 525 West 29th Street between 10th and 11th Avenue in New York. Doors open at 4. Showcase time starts at 6:30 sharp to 10. It's a $10 cover all night, $5 drink special. So reach out to Prince Nasim on Facebook if you guys are interested, any artists or whatever, interested in, you know, coming out or in performing and things of that nature. He can give you better information than I can. I just wanted to plug that out there that that event will be taking place on November 5th, and your one and only Miss P will be a guest judge there. So I'm really looking forward to that. So, Trogaine, where are you? Calling Trogaine. And the reason why I keep saying it is because I'm trying to put that energy out in the universe so they can call in. The time is just dwindling down right now, and we won't really have much of an interview. So, where are you guys? Where are you? Okay. I also wanted to touch on the basis of the Intune Show website. It's currently being updated, I should say, and it's relaunching again November 1st. And author page magazine is also underway. That website, you will be able to access the magazine, which will be digital and print, which I think is kind of awesome, and I'm kind of looking forward to that. Someone said to me before, do they still do print? And I'm just like, listen, yes, they still do print. There's a lot of people that are not computer savvy out there. There's a lot of people that don't own tablets. such as the iPad or Kindles or the Nooks and so forth and so forth. So basically people can't always access certain things or have resources. So, yeah, it's always good. And it's also a good look when someone is featured in a magazine or any publication to have something in their hand that they can always, you know, reference back to or show people, you know, or leave it for their loved ones, you know, as time goes on and we do get older. You know, you always have something that you have in your little, you know, memorabilia, so to speak. So, yeah, the Off the Page magazine will be digital and it will be print, okay? I'm looking for people to guest host with me because sometimes it gets boring just talking by myself. But at the same time, as you all can see, I could just go on and on and on. However, it's always good to have someone that wants to come on, whether it's a guy, whether it's a gal, you know, you can always feel free to, you know, call in and let me know or just hit me up on Facebook under the Intune Show and let me know that you're interested. Okay, we have a call on the line. Let's see who's this. Calling on the line with Miss P.
Yo.
You still there?
Yo.
Right? Yeah.
Hello. Is this the Troll Game?
Yes, this is Troll Game.
Okay. Hi. It's Miss P. How you guys doing?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's good. I want you to know that you guys are getting penalties for calling in late.
I was trying to get the three-way going so we could be all on the line at the same time. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good. So who am I on the line with?
You're on line with Doula, two-tone
Doula. Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
you keep, it's going in and out, it's breaking up, it's really like a bad connection. I hear that I'm on the line with Doula, and who else am I on the line with?
You're on the line with CeeLo.
CeeLo, Doula, hi guys. So I'm really feeling your song, Let's Get Bob Marley.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
I like them both, I've got to be, I like them both, but you know, that one is like kind of a head bopper. You know.
That's all right, man. We appreciate the love, man.
Yeah, definitely. That's on my iPod. I just want you guys to know that. So, you know, anytime
wow.
I'm interviewing anybody, you know, I have to listen to their music because I have to be able to resonate with the music, you know.
Yes.
So being that we're short for time, I'm not going to talk you guys' heads off like I normally would do. But I'm
can
sorry?
Can I ask you one question real quick?
Sure.
He has to call one more person, Stallion. He got to get him on the other line.
All right. So come on because we got 12 minutes, guys.
Oh, okay. So you got to call Stallion, Doula, real quick.
They calling right now, dog.
All right, do a three-way. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, he's going to do them on three-way.
Okay, awesome.
But that's love, man. You got it on your iPod?
Yes, it's on my iPod. I was actually traveling home yesterday listening to it, and I'm just like, hey, I like this, you know? So, you know, it's totally something to bop their heads to, and it's totally going to be on my playlist. So even after the show, I'll be playing it, so don't worry.
Okay, and that's our number one hit single, too.
Really? No wonder.
Yeah, that's our number one hit single
right
there. Yeah,
Let's Get Bob Marley. You know what I'm saying? I ain't here to hurt nobody. You know?
Body came to me and his watermelon Bacardi, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, exactly. I'm loving it, totally loving it. You know,
thank you,
because it's your talent that brought that forth. I had nothing to do with that, but I know
okay.
good music when I hear it.
wow, that's definitely love, man.
Definitely. So I don't know, we might have to do a follow-up, you know, with this.
I hope not, man. I don't know where Doula going, man. Now we're going to have to do it without him.
But isn't he part of the group and everything?
Yeah, he's part of the group. I'm actually the producer. Doula's
okay.
the songwriter, and Stallion is also the other songwriter.
Right, and it's always awesome to have everybody that's a part of it, part of everything, you know, because no one
yeah.
don't want to feel left out. But you
exactly.
always have to be front and center when it's time, you know, to do things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Yeah, because X told me around 6:15 that was the time we were supposed to call you.
Who told you that?
X. Xavier.
Oh, X, he better cut it out
because yeah.
I spoke with him all day today. Okay, and he know that is not the time. The reason why I have people calling at 6:10 because it gives me time to play some music. So people can hear the tracks before I actually interview the artist. You know, because it's always, you know, it's always good to hear who you're about to, you know, hear, you know, and so to speak. So that way people are kind of prepared.
I don't know. Dula, you on or no?
Yeah, I'm here. Yo, I can't work the motherfucking jaw, man. It's a nutty-ass phone. But I got him. What's the radio station number? Because I got another phone.
Okay.
It's
418-495-6975.
495. 495-6975. Okay, we calling right now.
Okay. I mean, we have 9 minutes, actually. And the thing about it is that, you know, this show right now is live.
I know it's live. I hope everybody who's listening, you know, they tuning in and see, you know what I mean, we're doing some things, man.
Press one.
All right, I have one now. Let's see.
Yo.
Hi, Stallion.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Can you kind of like go to a quiet place? Is it a place that you can go that's kind of quiet? Because it's going to distort. I'm sorry?
I'm here. All right, there you go. All right. I was hearing
you
in like
a quiet place,
Sally.
So gay.
What's good?
Yeah, so gay.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, I was giving a lot of love to Let's Get Bob Marley.
Oh,
I'm really feeling that song, and I like Gotta Be Too, but Bob Marley is my favorite.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know, because we are really running out of time, guys, so I don't know who want to start kind of telling me a little about themselves.
Let Dula do the show, you know what I mean? Dula and Stallion, they take over.
Okay, not a problem. So Dula or Stallion, I don't know who wants to start, but how did you guys come together?
Shoot the question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ask the question. How did you guys formulate the Troll Game?
The Troll Game was already a name I had started before I even, went out of town. But it really, me and Stallion really made the group official. It really made it. I was holding it down as a solo artist. You know, it was my thing. But me running into Styles and a man from his stature, he was good enough, for me to make it official. Well, he made it official, you know, and that's how that go.
Okay. So when it comes down to the songwriting and stuff of that nature, who plays what role in that?
Well, that's CeeLo Records. CeeLo Records do the beats, and we got G's of a Con, Gene and Gary, that do the beats for us. For CeeLo Records, this is how it started, Troll Gang.
As far as writers-wise, me and Styles handle that.
Right. All right, so that's awesome. So tell me a little bit about, I don't know. It doesn't matter who starts. Maybe Dula, you know, tell me a little bit about your past. You was born in Philly?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that because, you know, this show is about empowering and stuff like that, and I think that from the bio that I was sent about you, I think that is, you know, thumbs up to you for your progression, you know, and everything. As far as, like, you know, your past and everything like that, which got you started.
Hello?
Yeah,
you broke in and out. My past is, that's what it is, the past. Like, you know, I did a lot of wrong. I mean, I'm from the streets, like, you know, from cases, this raw street shit. Excuse me if I'm cussing, but, I ain't want to talk what I do exactly, but, you know, I got shells to prove that, I'm an OG in certain parts of Philly, you know.
ain't
right.
a young boy.
Right. Right. But the major part of it, and the reason why I asked you to kind of elaborate on that a little bit, is because it could show other people that are actually, you know, was in the same situation that they can strive from that situation.
Yes,
so
they can.
I commend you. I commend you for that. That's the only reason why I'm bringing it up.
Thanks, sis. I appreciate it. Yes, and you know, all they have to do is keep their heart clean and make sure their attention is good. This is anybody, you know. But don't
choke gang is about.
Don't be too proud to help somebody. Like, I mean, cause my team's we a little small, but we tight and we loyal. I mean, we have unconditional love for one another. Like, and we ain't everybody on the same boat. You know,
exactly.
ain't no one man here the next. And we willing to help anybody we run into.
Right. Absolutely. And Stallion, what about you?
What about you?
You from Patterson?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh. Born and raised.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your background and how you got started with music.
Hold on. Well, actually, like, the music came when my seed was coming. I said I had to hit the lottery, and my chances of getting signed, but I actually had the talent. You dig?
Right.
And I did an album in Patterson. It was called Big Investment. I sold like 300 copies. In the hood or whatever.
Awesome.
And then we moved out here. Within that time, that's like 4 or 5 years ago, came out here to PA. And now we stay focused. And that's what we doing, man. Doula said it from the door. Like, I met up with Doula. We in these projects up there. Yeah, you already know, nigga. But like, these projects out here, this ain't no sky rises or nothing. You ain't gonna catch no elevator and go up. These is like baby houses. But I'm out here spending a couple people new, and he was like, yo, somebody else that moved out here, he's nice. And yeah, then it's been a wrap, man, Trope Gang.
Exactly. So where can people listen to your music at and things of that nature? Where could they find you as far as social networks and stuff like that?
All they got to do is Google Trope Gang, go on Facebook.com/Trope Gang. And that's it. That's the way you can listen to our music. SoundCloud/Trope Gang.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I like your page already.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what new projects do you guys have coming out?
Well, we actually working on Doula's album, the New Jack Swing album. Yeah, a couple of tracks we reviewing in the studio right now. Shout out to my man G-Man, G-Spot, you know what I mean? That's our engineer. We also got a project coming up with Stallion. We're finishing his album on the Lock and Key.
Hello?
That new Jack Swing is like a highly anticipated project, just as well as Under Lock and Key. Like, these two projects is going to be some real good music. That's all I can really, you know. Some real good music, man. Like, there's a lot of people out there thirsting for some real. Like, you know, the wait is over.
Well, I'm happy the wait is over, because, like I said, I love music on my iPod. So you guys must share love. You like give me some at all times.
Hey,
I want it all.
Listen, I appreciate your love.
Definitely, yo. We appreciate this, man. Real talk.
No, that's not a problem. Anytime you guys have something like new coming out and you guys want to promote it, please feel free to reach out to me and let me know so we can set something up. But you guys got to be on time. That's going to be, that's number one.
No worry about it. She knows on top of that. I'll send you whatever you need.
Okay, and as far as, like, I have a magazine that I'm launching, but I'll send you guys all that information on your like page.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I like to work with and network with people that are real, as far as, you know, these are my past experiences, but this is who I am today. You know, past experiences doesn't keep you down. And those are the type of people that I'm really shooting for the magazine. So I'm liking where you guys are coming from. And, you know, like I said, you have a fan over here with me. When everyone comes on my show, it's now a family thing. It's not like, okay, the Trope Gang separate from the Intune Show or Off the Page Magazine or Miss P. Miss P adopts everybody. So if there's ever anything that I could do for you guys or, you know, whatever, just let me know. Okay?
Solid.
Keep me posted.
Okay, mommy.
All right, so it was good talking to you guys, and I'm sorry to cut you off at short notice, but the show is winding down now.
Casino, give a quick shout-out.
Sure, give a shout-out. Give your shout-out, baby.
I want to give a shout-out to the Boogie Down Bronx. I want to give a shout-out to the Heights, to Philly, Scranton, everybody who's doing music in Scranton. Nothing but love over here from Cho, gang. I mean, Cho be the gang, Lord, to be the movement.
You already know, Jesus Bacon, what it do, gay Jim. Jesus, man.
Everybody that's in the struggle with us, man. Patterson, PA, and worldwide.
Awesome. I love it. Y'all hear that, Troll Gang, on the Intune show with Miss P. So definitely this show will be archived. I will send you guys the link so whoever didn't catch the show tonight can catch it on a later date.
No problem. Troll Gang.
Pro game. Let's get Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. We ain't trying to hurt nobody.
Okay. So, guys, thank you so much for coming on, okay?
Thank you for the opportunity.
Not a problem. Have a good night.
Next time we won't be late.
Next time you better not be late or that's y'all behind, okay?
Okay. We try to make a lot of things.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye.